Masechet Megillah, Perek Dalet Mishnah Dal. Hakari b'Torah lo yipchayt mishloisha p'sukim. Somebody who is caught up in the Torah must read at least three p'sukim. Keneged Torah Nevi'im uksuvim. Lo yikra la mitorgamen yoyfim mitatzik echad. In the times of the Mishnah, they had a mitorgamen, somebody who translated the Torah into Aramaic. As when Klai Yisrael came back from Babel during the times of Bayashani, they knew Aramaic better than Lashon HaKodesh. So therefore, they had a mitorgamen who translated the Torah into Aramaic. But nowadays that we don't understand Aramaic, we don't translate the Torah, and to other languages also we don't translate the Torah, because Aramaic ever was mitaken ayde Ruach HaKodesh, as opposed to other languages, we don't know how to translate it properly. Now, when the person who is reading from the Torah, he reads the Torah only one pasuk at a time to the translator, in order that the translator shouldn't make a mistake, Ubanavi Shloshim. But when he reads for Navi, he can read three pasukim at a time. Because from the Torah, since we learn our dinim from the Torah, we want to make sure that no mistake is made. As opposed to the Navi, we don't learn our dinim. How you slush them, solus parshias. Karin echad echad. If we have three pasukim in the Navi, which are three separate parshias, so then we can only read one pasuk at a time. Midalgim b'navi ve'ein midalgim b'torah. When we read from the Navi, we can skip around from one inyan to another inyan. As opposed to when we read from the Torah, we cannot skip around unless it's all the same inyan. For example, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim would read from Achrimos, and afterwards he would read from Ach Ba'asor, even though he skipped from one place to another, since it's all in Yonei, the Yom Kippurim, he was allowed to skip. Ba'ad kamahu medalik, how much can you skip in one inyan when you read from the Torah, or even from two inyanim when you read from the Navi? Ad kidei shelo yisak ha-torgamen. As long as the torgamen doesn't have to stop, meaning that if the time it takes to move from one place to another is not longer than it takes from a torgamen to translate the previous pasuk, then you can skip. But if it takes longer to skip from one place to another than it takes for the torgamen to translate the original pasuk, it's up.
Masechta Megillah Perek Dalet Mishnah Hei. Amasta b'Navi, the person who reads the Navi, who paras al shema, he is the person that is maisi the people with Kaddish and Bohu. The Rav explains that we are talking about the person who usually reads the Navi. And as the Tosfos Yom Tov explains to Rav, that he's talking about the person who will read the Navi, because the reading of the Shema is before the reading of the Navi. Bohu oidu lefnei ha-teva, and here is the person who gets to the daven in front of the Amid for Musa. And as the Tiferes Yisrael explained, in those days, one Kohen would start the Birchas Kohanim and the others would follow. So if he is the person who gets Navi is a Kohen, he would be the person to start the Birchas Kohanim and the others would follow. If the person who got the Navi, read the Navi was a Kohen, his father or his Rebbe is the person that would daven in front of the Amid from Mosef, because the Kohen is not able to daven in front of the Amid.